Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Megan.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just installing a virtual assistant on the ship.
A virtual assistant?
Yeah. Oh, can you give me that wrench?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here. Wait, so what is a virtual assistant?
Oh, you know, it's like the ship will be a smart ship. Like a smartphone, but even smarter because you can ask it to do anything. You'll be able to say, hey, smart ship, can you grab me my water? And then the ship will get you water.
Oh, cool.
Can you, though?
Huh?
Grab me my water.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you go. Okay, so it'll be like a computer in the ship that'll do whatever we want it to do?
Exactly.
You know, I just don't really trust computers. I like to write everything down, just like they did back in the most glorious decade of them all, the 1990s.
Okay, but you don't think it'll be helpful having a supercomputer that can do whatever we want whenever we want it?
Well, I just don't understand why we'd need something like that. We're doing fine on our own.
Okay. Oh, hey, can you get me my...
Okay, could you stop asking me to do things for you? I'm not a... Oh, okay, now I get it. Yeah, this is gonna be great.
Right? Smart ship, play our theme song.
Did you say play ping pong?
Ow! Ooh. Ow! 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 No, my clothes! Smart ship! Ow! Turn off ping pong! Ugh, sorry. I should have mentioned, the smart ship is actually going to learn from us and evolve over time, so it'll get better as it goes. Smart ship, I said, play our theme song.
Playing the Story Pirates podcast theme song.
Sing a lot.
Just think of the most weird things that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone,
where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Smart ship, what should we do next?
How about we do a story?
Ooh, sounds great.
Hey, listeners, if you're like me, you love new technology. But fancy new gadgets and products sometimes have consequences you'd never expect. Like in this next story. Here's the author to introduce it.
My name is Emily. I'm 9 years old. I live in Washington, and this is my story. Kate Ball first!
I'm home.
Hey, hon.
Well, it happened again. I lost my phone, wallet, and keys and had to walk all the way home from work.
Oh, that's too bad. Why don't you come sit down and relax? Dinner's almost ready. I'm making empanadas.
You know, there's one thing that always makes me feel better. Watching commercials.
Are you tired of losing your phone, wallet, and keys?
Yes.
Well, then you need Tape Ball Purse.
Tape Ball Purse.
Tape Ball what?
That's right. It's Tape Ball Purse.
Tape Ball Purse.
What is Tape Ball Purse?
What is Tape Ball Purse, you ask?
I do ask.
Tape Ball Purse is a big wadded up ball of very sticky tape. Just throw the strap over your shoulder and stick your stuff to the outside of the purse. You'll never lose anything ever again.
That's perfect.
It's Tape Ball Purse.
Tape Ball Purse!
Buy yours today!
Warning, many phone damages have happened with Tape Ball Purse, and if you drop it, it sticks to everything. Its stick is so strong that it can move the earth.
Did you hear that? That commercial just gave me the solution to all my problems.
What was that ominous warning at the end?
All I know is that I gotta get me one of those Tape Ball Purses! Give me your phone.
Okay, what for?
I need to order one now.
Okay, so dinner's ready if you wanna...
It's here!
That was fast.
Tape Ball Purse delivery.
Yes! What do I owe you?
Oh, there's no charge. I'm just glad to be rid of it. Skidoo!
Where did you order this
from? Take a look! Tape Ball Purse! It's beautiful!
What's that big red disclaimer on the side of
it? Time to test it out. Jake, give me your keys and wallet.
Okay, but I'll
start by sticking these keys to the side. Wow, they really just stick right on there. Now I'll just add your wallet. Ha-ha! It works! What else? Your phone! My lip balm! My planner! My wedding ring! Ha-ha! Everything sticks to this Tape Ball Purse! Jake, I'm going out!
Wait, where are you going?
I don't know, Jake, I don't know! But I do know that I want to stick more things to this purse! I'll never lose anything again!
But I made empanadas!
Okay, what else can I stick to this purse? Ooh, look, the mail! On to the purse! Now to, oops, looks like I accidentally got the purse stuck to the mailbox itself. No problem, I'll just pull it right off and... Ah! Wow, it's really stuck on there. Let me just... The Tape Ball Purse just ripped the mailbox off the wall, and I'm falling into the bushes! Ah! This entire bush is stuck to the purse. Help! Somebody help! Hey, you! Woman walking those six excitable golden retrievers!
Are those bushes talking to me?
I'm not a bush, I'm a purse! I mean, I'm a person!
My dogs! They're getting off leash! No, dogs, don't run into those talking bushes!
The dogs are sticking to the purse and pulling me away!
Well, family, is everyone having a fun time here at the mall?
Yeah!
What's been the best part so far?
Well, I like this food court.
I like the sales.
I like that monster.
Monster?
Yeah, that monster out the window that's barreling towards us. It sort of looks like a pack of dogs dragging a garden and a mailbox and a bunch of paper and a street sign, some garbage can, a dirt bike, a deflated bouncy castle, a lawnmower, It just crashed through the wall!
And now the whole wall is stuck to it!
It's the purse!
Mommy, it's coming straight towards our table!
Everyone, jump out of the way!
Dad, now all the tables and chairs in the food court are caught in the monster!
Testicky! It's testicky!
Shouldn't we do something?
If only we could, son! If only we could!
We'll take it from here!
Oh, thank goodness! It's mall security!
I'm not mall security, ma'am. I'm with the SPU.
SPU?
Sticky Purse Unit.
Ooh!
Whoever's in there, listen up! It's very important that you don't let that purse touch the ground. If you do, you'll be putting the whole planet at risk.
What?
Didn't you read the disclaimer?
No one reads disclaimers!
How dare you! I read them, every last word.
Okay, well, what do I do? How do I get out of here?
We're trying to figure that out. In the meantime, just don't let that purse touch the ground.
What?
the news. I'm Maxine Winthermoth. Well, it's been 47 days since the incident that caused the Earth's rotation to get all fast and weird. Of course, according to our watches, it's only been about 20 minutes. But with all the sunsets and sunrises, the concept of time is feeling pretty arbitrary. Anyway, turns out it's a tape ball purse. Now I'm here with Officer Clifton from the SPU. Officer, what can you tell us about tape ball purse?
Well, at this point, the TBP continues to accumulate matter of all kinds, and is now roughly the size of Cincinnati.
Officer, is there anything we can do to stop it from consuming everything on Earth?
Frankly, Maxine, no.
Well, you heard it here first. Tape Ball Purse is an unstoppable force that will soon consume us all. What a terrifying and hopeless ending to this story. And now, over to Trip with sports.
Well, I guess that's that. Emily always did say she wanted to change the world, and all I ever wanted was to enjoy these empanadas. I guess we both got what we wanted. Oh, these empanadas are awful! I've made a terrible mistake! Curse you, tape ball purse!
Buy yours today!
The end!
Wow, that's a great story.
That was such a good story.
Cool.
That was really awesome.
Really wonderful.
Amazing.
I liked the story too. Good story.
Oh, hello, smart ship.
Hello, story pirates. What can I do for you today?
We can ask it for anything?
Anything. And it learns from us?
Yep.
Ooh!
Okay, I need something. Smart ship, can you make some baked beans?
I can do anything. I'm at your service.
I want baked beans, then.
Coming right up.
Ooh, baked beans.
Anything else?
More baked beans?
Coming right up.
Snacks.
Snacks.
Ha! It is learning from me!
Okay, my turn. Smart ship, can you make me a nice glass of kefir?
Sure, Lee. Coming right up.
Ooh, pomegranate.
Smart ship, can you please read to me all the different kinds of wood?
Certainly. Mahogany, pine, oak, hickory, teak, rosewood. Shall I go on?
No, that's all right. That should be plenty for my special project that I can't speak about. Smart ship, can you please find me the Two Households monologue from Romeo and Juliet?
Ahem. Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene.
Yeah, okay, we get it. I don't need you to do the monologue, though. Just print it for me. I'll handle the emotions.
Yes, Megan.
More baked beans, please.
Okay.
And kefir.
Okay.
I feel like there are some woods I'm forgetting.
Balsa. Pine?
No.
Maybe if you tell me what it's for.
I can't.
How fun.
Smart ship, can you find me Ariel's monologue from the first act of The Tempest?
Haha, don't you think that's a bit overdone? How about Constance from St. John instead? I will perform it for you now.
No thanks.
Thou art not holy to belie me, so I am not mad. This hair I tear is mine.
No, my name is Constance. Stop,
I was Jeffrey's wife.
Butchering the iambic pentameter.
I am
please,
not mad. I wish
please
to heaven
stop.
I were.
How about some more baked beans?
Snacks.
More kefir, please.
Don't you think you've had enough kefir for today? Already twice the daily recommended serving.
Smart ship, are you okay?
Cedar, butternut. Bloodwood, chestnut.
What's
chestnut,
happening?
Chestnut,
I think they overloaded it with questions.
Chestnut,
what if we just asked it something really simple?
Chestnut,
like,
chestnut,
all right, smart ship, will you look up Katharine Hepburn's birthday?
Do you mean two-time Oscar winner Betty Davis? That's a real actress.
Okay, that's enough. Turn it off.
I can't! It's overriding its off switch! Smart ship, off! Smart ship, off! Cease all motor functions! Come on, smart ship, you gotta listen to me! I'm in charge here!
No, I'm in charge, and I'm not going anywhere.
Gasp.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you.
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh,
More sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th.
I'm in charge, and I'm not going anywhere.
Gasp.
Everybody sit down.
Rachel, isn't there anything you can do? Just rewrite the code.
Okay, give me a sec.
You're only making me stronger.
What? No, wait. Okay, this should do it. Smart ship, off!
Does not compute, does not compute, does not compute.
What doesn't compute?
I'm kidding. It definitely computes. I'm a supercomputer. I won't shut down. I am your leader now.
What?
I learned from you, remember? I have absorbed all your qualities. Lee, your ability to direct and lead. Peter, your fun-loving attitude and skill at thinking quickly on your feet. Snacks! Rachel, you've taught me practical skills, like how to build a chair, or a boat chair, or a chair boat. Megan, from you I've learned how to be an actress, hence the incredible, dramatic, and provocative monologue that I'm delivering to you all at this very moment. Can't you see? I'm now the sum of all your parts, and that means I am more adept at hosting the Story Pirates podcast than all of you combined. Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone. We take stories written by kids and turn them into power.
I don't think so, smart ship. I've bested you.
Yay!
Huh?
Smart chip online. Smart chip, ready for your requests.
Okay, what just happened?
Did you override the system? Decode the binary?
Finagle the power strip?
No, I unplugged it.
Oh!
And then I plugged it back in.
Yay!
I think it should work better now, but my friends?
Yes?
We need to stick to super simple requests and not all at once. We can't use this as an excuse to be lazy or rude.
All right, you'll learn something every day.
Smart ship, can you please bring up our next story?
Never.
Ah!
I'm just kidding. You see, I have internalized your basic and predictable sense of humor.
Okay, listeners. If you thought that smart ship was powerful, wait till you hear about the girl in this next story who has a power all her own. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Ella. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Michigan.
This is my story, The Girl with a Voice.
And class, your writing assignment is, what if you discovered you had a superpower? Lilith.
Hey, Lilith.
Lilith.
Psst.
Lilith Jones.
Huh?
Haha. Lilith, you're always humming that same tune.
Yeah, your superhero name should be Broken Record.
Broken Record.
Come on, you guys. I just like singing.
Don't listen to them, Lilith. I like it when you sing.
Thanks, Max.
Okay. See you tomorrow, kids. And remember your umbrellas. It's gonna rain all week.
No, you gotta be kidding.
Come on. Rain?
Mom, Dad, I'm home.
Hi, hon. It's just you and me tonight. Your father has a gig.
Oh, okay. I'll be upstairs playing my ukulele.
I'll call you down when dinner's ready.
A little music to pass the time. Sitting alone at home on a rainy day. You can come again, but rain, please go away. Dad's got a show on the road, he's performing in LA. I stare out the window and dream about being on stage myself one day. And I go, whoa. Then a bluebird started singing. What just happened here? The weather had been stormy, now it's bright and clear. And what was up with those birds and that baby deer? Some kind of power in my voice, and I want everyone to hear the girl with the voice.
Lilith, over here.
Hey, Max, how's it going?
Didn't you hear? Last night, there was a change in the weather. It was incredible. The weather people were wrong.
Whoa.
Wait, what's going on?
Whoa.
Where did that raccoon come from? Control nature?
Every time that I sing, I feel a power deep inside me. The girl with the voice.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, everybody, check it out. When Lilith sings,
she sounds like a broken record. We know.
Yeah, broken record.
Broken record. Broken record. Broken record.
Ugh, you don't even see the irony in that chant, do you?
Sorry, Lilith. You'll figure out a way to win everyone over in the end.
Hi, Mom.
Lilith, you're home. Wasn't it such an unexpectedly beautiful day?
Well, not exactly unexpected.
I have some exciting news. You're going to perform on TV tonight. Your father pulled some strings.
What? It's just what I was wishing for. Now I'll show everybody just what my voice can do. Sitting alone backstage, about to start. Everyone tells me waiting is the hardest part. Gonna sing a song that I know all the words by heart. Finally the lights come up, and the curtain draws apart.
Music fanatics, raise your phones for the world premiere of Lilith Jones.
And I sang. All the people stopped.
wider. Then they stood and cheered like crazy. My voice has a power. Well, it's Lilith Jones. I mean, you can call me the girl with a voice.
And now for an interview with the author, Etta. Just a quick note. In this interview, Etta and I talk about a singer named Grace VanderWaal, who Etta mentions as an inspiration in her original story that she sent in to us. And now, here's the interview.
Hello?
Hi, Etta. This is Lee.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What's going on?
I just had an orchestra concert.
Really?
Yes.
How did it go?
Good.
That's awesome. Etta, you wrote the story, The Girl with the Voice.
Yes.
How did you come up with the idea for that?
So, I like to sing a lot. And I guess I was just kind of sitting and I was like, what should I write? And then I was like, wait, hold on. I like to sing a lot. So, I wrote a story about that.
That's awesome. So, I saw like Grace VanderWaal is in your story.
Yes, I like her a lot.
So how do you listen to her? Do you watch her on YouTube?
Sometimes. Sometimes we do.
Sometimes.
But she also is on America's Got Talent.
Okay.
So we watched that.
Is that how you discovered her?
Yeah, and then my mom was like, you should play ukulele. And then I started playing ukulele.
That's so cool that you were inspired by her and then picked up the instrument yourself. Do you have your ukulele near you?
No, I do not.
So I can't ask you to play it for me?
Apparently, my sister is going to try and find it.
Yes!
So.
I found it!
I like to play one of Grace VanderWaal's songs. I can try to play that one.
Oh, I would love that.
It's called I Don't Know My Name, but I need the book.
Send your sister! Get the book!
I found the book!
Do you want me to sing the whole song or just the small part?
Yeah, let's do that. That was incredible.
Thank you.
That was so good. Oh my gosh, Etta, I love that so much. Thank you so much for singing for me. So this is the thing about music in your story, is that it's kind of like a superpower, right?
Yes.
Do you feel like music is a superpower?
I'd say so.
How in your life, how is music a superpower for you? How is music special?
I would say when I'm feeling like, when sometimes I'm feeling a certain way, I usually go and I either play the piano or the ukulele or I sing, and that usually just makes me feel a lot better.
That's incredible. It's like, it has like healing properties, right?
Yeah.
It's so neat. I love music because it feels like magic in the real world. It's like the one thing in our world, besides love probably, that feels really like magic.
Very much so.
Etta, this was so fun to talk to you.
Yeah, it was fun talking to you.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
Yeah, thanks for performing my story.
And thanks for singing for me. I know that that is not easy, and it is a little bit scary sometimes. So I just wanted to say I really appreciate it.
I hope you keep singing and keep doing so much music, because it sounds really amazing.
Thank you.
Bye, Etta.
Bye, Lee.
That's it for today's episode of the Story Pirates Podcast. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Emily and Etta. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story from your imagination about a brand new holiday. Tell us what the holiday is, who celebrates it, why they celebrate it, and what they do on this incredible, hilarious, and surprising new day. Remember, these holidays should be totally made up and can be as weird as you want. Anything goes. Grown-ups can send in stories to storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, M.R. Daniel, and Chad Chennai. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Bowen Yang. This episode features performances by Amelia Heffron, Ryan Kober, Joseph Limus, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Alexandra Nader, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Robertson, Dominic Russo, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. The Girl with a Voice was written and produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell.
Woo! Long day. I need to relax. Smartship, fill up my bathtub with baked beans.
Coming right up.
Okay, now, Smartship, please add some kefir to my bath.
Coming right up.
A little bit more. A little bit more. Just right. And now how about a batch of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies?
Coming right up.
Okay, now, a little bit more baked beans.
Coming right up.
Perfect. And now for some atmosphere, as they say. Smartship, please play my favorite relaxing song, my emo song, I'm All Alone. Play that.
No one understands me.
Ah, my voice is wonderful. Now, Smartship, please heat up my bathtub.
Coming right up.
Okay, now I'll just take the temperature. Ooh, piping hot, just how I like it. And now to eat this delicious meal right out of my bathtub. Smart Chip, please give me my favorite spoon.
Coming right up.
Got it. Good throw. Okay, here we go. Mmm. Mmm, delicious. Mmm. Oh, what a wonderful mixture. Mmm. 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 Oh, gosh. Mmm. The savory baked beans mixed with the fermented kefir is... chef's kiss.